pretty hefty here, 5.9 over on an S-401, S-9. But the signal moves, and so it's nice. You can hear all the crashes rolling in from who knows where. We can only speculate. But I saw on the weather that, Jim, we're going to get bypassed again by the storm. It's been a crazy winter, hasn't it, Jim?
You know,
just keeps not wanting to rain here. And good to hear the late night group here. By the way, Jim, I wonder if you ever listened to Art Bell, or any of you guys listened to Art Bell on Coast to Coast. And did any of you guys hear the show that Art Bell interviewed himself, the interviewee? And it was the show about the guy that tried to invent the time machine in Kansas. Did you ever hear that, Jim, or any of you other fellas in the group? K7JEB, this is W7ISJ in the group. NA7RH, I believe it handles Bob. It's been a while. NA7RH up in Tucson, or up in Phoenix. Scottsdale. This is W7ISJ in Tucson. Good evening. And, of course, I always know you by the sweep tube and the 41625s and the modulator. That I will never forget. And you're a little weak tonight because of Skip, Bob. The Skip is not totally 100% here because we're too close. You know, it must be too long. But I copied you okay anyhow. So good evening to you. And Bill, I hope you're still listening. I'm sorry I slighted you on that last transmission there of mine. But it's great to hear you from Washington. Please break in any time. And we'd like to know more about Washington, exactly where you're at there in the Washington state, whether you're over by the coast or inland. I would kind of like to know that. I didn't write down the city. I didn't get it fast enough with the phonetics to catch it all, but please come back many, many times over. And so Mike is signing out. George, good evening. Yeah, that must be some piece of equipment. If a person was going to collect something, that would be probably something you really get. Yeah, it's got to be good. I can't imagine how good it is. I'd like to see one sometime. I bet I could probably go in the internet and find one to look at. JEB, you'd probably know that. But I'll try to get to the equipment here real quick. But very interesting. They're very interesting on the call. Well, Gary had another suggestion, which I liked even better, but the Wolfman Jack idea might be good. I have friends down there now that I could get to do the voice for me, but everything is so much harder. There's so much work to do down there, Jim. I can't get the voice IDs. Things aren't permanent enough. But if I want to get these more set up so they're kind of bolted down, you know, and regular push-to-talk and have a stable enough place where I can put a recorder that I could do the caller ID. Gary, his first suggestion was the Finnair voice, because a lot of the Mexican broadcast stations that transmit in the U.S. have to identify, and they always identify with a female voice. Like in XE, whatever, in San Diego or in Tijuana, broadcasting on 540 kilohertz oldies radio, in Spanish, of course. So he was suggesting how to have the XE2 call in the female voice, all in Spanish, which would be delightful. My partner's wife could do this, or she has a sister, and on and on and on. We could definitely find somebody. But, there's a lot of character in the people that are pretty much direct descendants of the Spanish conquistadors of the product there, the full-blooded Mexicans. And they have an amazing character and depth to them. And if I can find the right dude there, it's probably 50 or 55 with a pretty good build. He could rattle the old tape recorder just right, you know, like you say. But I'm running the SX-101 receiver tonight. I'm transmitting on the modified Globe Champ transmitter with an output power of the 170 watts approximately, 280 in. I have a monitor scope that monitors detected audio. I have a counter that says 3880 if I grab onto the antenna just right. And I have a spectrum analyzer, a Tektronix spectrum analyzer I can look at my audio with just a short wire on it. I can't put an antenna on to monitor your audio right now. And when I don't hit the negative peaks, the audio is about like this. So thanks, Jim, and very good on the quality of the megabytes. I wonder if you're doing DSL and if you have any of the Wi-Fi. Do you have any of the Wi-Fi gear in your portfolio of computer equipment? I got introduced to a problem with Wi-Fi and internet access a few days ago, and did we have fun? We went on a 2.4 gigahertz transmitter hunt, if you know what I mean, Jim. K7JGB in the group, W7ISJ.